First of all, Cody, congratulations on the new job as the general manager of the Red River Valley Fair. And I tell you what, it's fun to see you come to a new place here. You got a lot of experience. So maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Maryland, in Carroll County, Maryland. So what I've always done is show 4-H and FFA livestock animals. I've grown up doing that. My family, born and raised into what's called a fair family. My dad runs the Maryland State Fair, and we're both currently on the Carroll County Fair Board. So we grew up in the fair business. My dad grew up in 4-H as well. So I also have an older brother who we were very competitive with one another, and we've always done different competitions, whether it was Mr. 4-H competition or livestock judging, you name it, anything 4-H related, we competed in, and also heavily involved in sports. Of course, one of the big questions I was asked was, is there any lacrosse in North Dakota? And they apparently, I guess, have some club teams, so that'll be exciting for me because I'm big into lacrosse and played football and wrestled in basketball. So did all kinds of sports, big into that, and pretty much that's where I got my roots. And then I ended up at the York State Fair and worked there for 6 years as director of the business development.
How big of a facility? Because I was looking at your bio here a little bit, and obviously you've been in a leadership role at the York State Fair, as you mentioned, but also you have the Expo Center. How big is the Expo Center?
So the Expo Center itself is several buildings. So the Expo Center, we call it the York Expo Center, and the York Expo Center hosts the York State Fair. Now, the Expo Center has about seven buildings, which total about 260,000 square feet, so it's rather large. We have the arena that is 74,000 square feet of open exhibit space that is used for all types of events. Then you have Memorial Hall East and West, which accumulates to about 65,000 square feet, and then it teeters off to some smaller buildings. We also have the Grand Room, Pennsylvania Room, which has about 40 weddings or so in a year. And so we pretty much have about 255 events a year. So it's quite, you know, a pretty big operation. So it's a little different. And that's one of the things where, you know, I know the board was looking at as my resume in hopes that we could start up some new events and try to have some more things at the fairgrounds.
I'm sure you've been asked this already a bunch of times. Why North Dakota? Why come this direction?
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, North Dakota wasn't my first pick on my list of dream locations. You know, everybody wants to be down in Miami, I guess. No, really, what it came down to was the job was up for grabs, and I've heard of the Red River Valley Fair, and I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but the IAFE, which is the International Association of Fairs, the Red River Valley Fair is well known in the industry as one of the top fairs in the country. For its size. And so it was kind of a no-brainer for me to go after, and I had a lot of interest in it. And now getting to know some of the board members and the staff and, you know, email exchanges, there's no doubt that I made the right decision because there's an awesome team there.
Right.
And the community itself supports it. I mean, for example, this is my second interview now. I had a talk yesterday and another radio interview before. And so you can already see that the fair is a big deal.
Yes.
In the area, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah.
So it's a great feeling. That's why.
Well, the previous general manager, Brian Schultz, was pretty popular. He did a great job with the fair, but in talking to him, and especially at the end, it's a big job. It's a big responsibility. So not only do you have the Red River Valley Fair, but you also have another big event, Big Iron, which draws a lot of the agriculture industry from the upper Midwest. So are you going to try and kind of mirror what Brian did for a little while, or are you going to try and just cut your own direction?
Yeah, well, you know, Brian's a great guy. I've known Brian for at least 6 years. Like I said, the industry, we all know each other. And that's what's kind of funny. You know, we're 1,200 miles apart, but, you know, he reached out to me and congratulated me and said, hey, if you need any help, let me know. And I did. I reached out. We talked about a few things. And it was a great conversation. Wealth of knowledge. So definitely plan on kind of getting there. We're getting there June 1st, so once I get there, I want to, you know, really evaluate how things are ran. I mean, not going to make any changes, obviously, to the fair because the second weekend in July, so not a lot of time to do that. Big Iron in itself, I mean, we have something very similar to that in York. It's called the Keystone Farm Show. It's a huge event. It's about the same size, if not maybe a hair bigger than the Big Iron. So very familiar with it. definitely a different type, because farming in North Dakota is a heck of a lot bigger than farming in
right.
Pennsylvania or Maryland. So definitely looking forward to that event and improving it. Everything we're going to do my goal is improve everything, not just from a dollars and cents, but from the aspect of anybody that comes to it's going to enjoy it more.
Well, this is a really difficult time for a lot of different industries because of COVID-19. It may be a difficult question for you to answer right now, but how is the status of the Red River Valley Fair with coronavirus?
So it's a good question. I mean, I myself have been going through the finances here recently just to get comfortable with it and see where it's at. It seems okay. I'll tell you, we're like everybody else, but I'll tell you, across the country, every fair is getting hit extremely hard. If you think about it, everything we do involves hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people. So we're not able to have those events. So it's definitely making things hard. I mean, we have several meetings coming up here to discuss the future, the fair, PGI, Big Iron, things that are going to be different. Even if we have, planning on having all those events, but things are still going to be different. Everything right. we do, we have to have in the back of our head, 6 feet away and covering your mouth. All those things are really important. So hand sanitizers everywhere, all those things we have to figure out, and it's going to cost money.
Right.
Nothing's free. So we're going to have to figure all those things out and get people to understand why we're doing things is for their safety and also probably the recommendation of the government. I mean, more than likely, they're going to come down with some very serious stipulations of what we have to do. So that's kind of the plan right now. But as far as the finances go, yeah, we're taking a hit. There's no way around it. Not everybody is. So I'm not going to cry poor on that.
Cody, how does it work for like the acts that would be coming for the Red River Valley Fair? Do you have to give them, a good leeway of time if things aren't going to work out?
Well, typically, and this is just completely blunt and honest, I mean, really, we're waiting. The government has to shut us down for us to cancel, more than likely. That's just how it's going to work, and that helps with a lot of things in terms of everything. Contracts with different folks, and a good lawyer will tell you, the best thing you can do is let the government tell you what to do, because it's their job. I mean, at the end of the day, I can say, hey, everybody come to the fair, but if the government says it's not safe to do so, they got to tell us if we can open or not. So that's kind of where we're at with that. And telling these acts, I mean, we've been in contact with our talent buying company that we use. They're the ones that kind of handle the actual talking to the managers of the acts.
Okay.
So they're, and everybody knows that they all are very familiar with what's going on, and they, they're not able to do anything right now either. So they're itching to get out and start performing.
So as the status would be, and maybe this is an unfair question, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but for the status of the Red River Valley Fair, as it stands today, it's on.
Absolutely. I mean, we're planning on having a fair. I mean, it's funny. We're planning on having a fair, and we're planning on having PGI. We're planning on having the Big Iron Farm Show. I mean, so I just, all those things are still in the motions of happening. The other question is, where can we, we know numbers will more than likely be down unless this thing really takes a turn. I mean, if the virus just goes away and everybody says go back to normal, then it'd be unrealistic for anybody in the right mind to go, yeah, our numbers are going to be up this year. So we have to plan for those things. But the fair is definitely on, and until we're told otherwise by the government, fair is on.
I don't know if anybody's talked to you about racing. I'm sure it's been a topic in your job interview. Racing has been kind of an on and off thing at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. There's a lot of people that would love to see it back on again. What's your take? And has there been a decision made yet?
So no decisions on really a whole lot of things. I mean, I need to get to talk to those folks. I haven't really had the opportunity yet. I did have one exchange text message with the racing folks, but I mean, my plan is to keep it going. I mean, I got to sit down and look at what's best for the association and, the community itself. But as far as I'm concerned, racing's on. I mean, as much as we can have it. I mean, right now, obviously, they can't have races. But once we're allowed to do so, I think we're going to.
Right.
And I also think of, we need to look at partnering with them on a few different, few different things. A lot of questions were asked, what can we do in the off season? And, if we get some snow and they want to do, racing in the snow with snowmobiles or something of that nature, why not try it and see how it goes? I mean, I'm open to anything to work with those folks and make it better. That's what I'm coming in there for.